Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P. Joe Pisa P, and it's week six, so it's time to talk to Dr. Chow about the injuries. And my goodness, Dr. Chow, you must have been a very busy man the last few days because there have been a ton of injuries here. I don't even know if we have time to get to all of them, but let's start with some of the big ones here. Obviously, at the top, we got to start with Justin Jefferson because that's one that's going to affect a lot of fantasy managers for the next few weeks. Also, the news coming that he's not going to rush his way back. I don't blame him. They're a one-win team right now, and he's waiting for a contract. So much to your point from last week when you discussed about there's injuries and then there's also contract injuries to kind of also go through here. Another hamstring injury. Are your expectations that the 4 weeks should be enough for this hamstring issue of Jefferson to come back and perform again like Justin Jefferson?
I think our over-under is closer to 6 weeks on Justin Jefferson, okay, based on the video of the injury itself. And remember, it's kind of a weird turf injury. There's some talk of, oh my God, look, turf is bad. That was a slip on turf. Usually that type of injury is more on grass, you know, poor footing. Hamstring, I don't doubt that the hamstring is real. And I think what we're discussing there, Joey, is that, you know, if you're on a playoff push and you're 85%, let's roll. If you're a one win or a very few win team with not much to play for and no contract like you like right now, maybe you hold back a little bit. Look, Jonathan Taylor, we talked about Jonathan Taylor and we've talked about hiding behind health where, you know, NFI for the back. No, not the back. The ankle, not the ankle. The ankle's healthy. We can trade him. No, he's not healthy. He goes out on 4 weeks. And then voila, magically, he's fully healthy. No status, activated after 4 weeks after he gets his new contract. Now, some would say, well, but he's not 100% because he didn't, you know, play as much. Well, here's the thing. When you sign a new contract and you get the new money, the last thing the team wants to do is run you for 20 carries and pull a hamstring and have you be out. So you get eased into it. Thus, Zach Moss, Jonathan Taylor. And Zach Moss was running well, so Jonathan Taylor got fewer that game. But I don't think he was ever about the ankle. Not saying that Justin Jefferson is going to fake on the hamstring. Not saying that Austin Eckler was faking on his high ankle. It was real. But, you know, the threshold for returning to play depends on how excited you are to do so. And the risk reward for you. That's all we talk about.
All right, let's get to some of the knee injuries. Two running backs went down with knee injuries this week. We had James Conner and we had Damon Achane, both of which, you know, have been playing very well, especially Achane these last few weeks. So the expectations on this, I feel like we're still in the dark a little bit as it terms to exactly what's going on. Everywhere I look, it just keeps saying knee injury, knee injury, knee issue. Do you have any more clarity on this and how long we expect these guys to be out? And if we assume that, again, like Jefferson, that you mentioned it's more like a six-week injury, is this a four-week knee injury we're looking at, or is it something greater where people who have these assets should really consider more long-term solutions?
Well, Achane, during the game, in-game, we only saw one view where he was rolled up on, almost like the hip drop stuff that we talk about, and there was worry for a high ankle initially from us. When we got to the all-22 view, a different angle, it did indeed show more MCL. And they're obviously paired, the MCL and high ankle. So we believe he has an MCL sprain. I don't know that it's significant. He did return for one play, but didn't do a whole lot on that one play in that Dolphins game. I think he is close to coming back right after the four-week mark. The question is, how much ramp-up time does he need, right? I mean, it is a lower extremity injury for a running back. I have more confidence that he will beat Justin Jefferson back.
Okay. And then with Connor, do we think that, I mean, Connor's had a long list over his career of injuries and missed time. What do you think about this particular one for Connor's injury?
He was hit on the inside of the knee in the air. I think he also has a mild MCL. I'm a little bit surprised that he went on four-week IR. Right. I mean, I'm a little surprised there. So I don't think it's significant. Connor's always been pretty tough. I'm a little surprised he went on injured reserve. So, you know, the 4 weeks and just reacclimation again. But of course, what comes into the picture there is where are the Cardinals and in the big picture of things.
and evaluating whatever talent they have on the roster, not named James Conner, as they start to, as you mentioned, kind of look to the future. That's a real thing in the NFL. We've talked about it on the show the last couple of days. Before we get to all the quarterback news, too, because there's a lot of quarterback injuries this week, too, just a reminder, the NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking up new users with an offer even stronger. Bet just $5 on any game, and you can get $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there, because all customers can take advantage of the sweetener offer every single game day this October. So get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS when you do. And new customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's promo code FANTASYPROS only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Richardson is out with a serious AC sprain here. I know there's been talk that this could be longer than the 4 weeks, a devastating injury for the Colts and for Richardson, who is really looking good, very exciting player. I know we have Daniel Jones out and Deshaun Watson. We'll get to them in a second, but Richardson's a guy that I want to talk about first because he has the biggest impact on fantasy. So in your opinion, are we going to see a lot more Gardner Minshew this season than Anthony Richardson?
Well, reportedly we said in game was an AC joint sprain or separated shoulder, which is similar to Derek Carr. But here's the difference. First of all, it's now reported as grade 3. It hasn't been determined yet whether he's going to have surgery. I don't believe that he will. If he has surgery, he will be done for the season, okay? But throwing shoulder injury, just like Derek Carr. Derek Carr returned the next week with an injection but didn't play very well, right? And here's a veteran quarterback, but in a new system, in a new offense. Next week played much better, 34-0 against the Patriots. It wasn't all Derek Carr, but in any case, played much better. You can't do that to a rookie. You cannot inject him, even if it could be injected to play. You can't say no practice all week, here's an injection, go play on Sunday. It just doesn't work. So the four-week IR makes some sense here. My guess is after the four-week IR, there's still some acclimation. So you're looking at 6, no more than 8 weeks for return. So yes, Gardner Minshew is, at least for the time being, the more fantasy relevant quarterback in Indianapolis. And not that I wish ill will on Anthony Richardson, but I've been so devastated in my one Scott Fishbowl. You know, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers were my two guys.
Well, speaking of Deshaun Watson, let's talk about him too, because he is out again now. He was out 2 weeks ago, then he had the bye, so everybody was hoping that he could get healthy for this game against the 49ers. Now he is out as well, so is this another looming potential IR situation for Deshaun Watson?
I don't think so. I don't think he's a looming IR situation. There's a lot of questions. I mean, look, when he went into week 4, we said we think he's going to play with a deltoid contusion. Now, we were wrong there, but then again, Kevin Stefanski came out and said we thought he was going to play, right? So if in the room they thought they didn't know, don't get mad at me for not knowing. So I apologize. But, you know, they thought he was going to go. And they said he was cleared. And then coming off the bye week, now he's DNP and now ruled out. And so once he was DNP the first day, and even before that, when he said he wasn't throwing much in practice per beat reporters, and then we went back and looked at film and looked at it as and saw a play in the second quarter that was consistent with a rotator cuff contusion. That doesn't get better overnight. And so on Tuesday morning, we were saying you got to take San Francisco minus
five. We did too. Oh, Monday morning look ahead show when it was 5.5 on Betting Pros. We were all over it, David. And now that number is 9.5. And I can't believe it's only 9.
I think it was, I saw 9.5 in some tens, but nine. Oh, you're more expert at that than I am.
Since we've talked, it could have moved up since we've been talking. It's possible.
No, but and officially this morning, he was ruled out per Mary Kay Cabot and then Adam Schefter. So that might cement the line move even to 10 or more. The bottom line is this, and it's going to be PJ Walker. The other key thing there is last week, DTR didn't do so well in a backup role, but unfair. Okay. Word came out that he found out right before the game. How do you,
unfair, no reps, no preparation. And meanwhile, that kid looked really good in preseason, the Hall of Fame game. He looked really good. I mean, and he had a good college career, DTR.
And that game plan was designed for Deshaun Watson.
Exactly. Right? I mean, he was working uphill.
It was a little unfair. They're going PJ Walker this week, and he's had some experience, much more than DTR. Give the young kid a break there. But this Deshaun Watson thing. Now, the next question is, does he play next week? I don't think this is an IR situation. Okay.
Okay.
But we joke on our podcast that after, because Kevin Stefanski said something that he was cleared, then Andrew Berry came back and their GM and said, well, no, it was a joint decision. Look, right now, I call it clean up aisle 7, man. There's some stuff to clean up,
there really is
as to what really is going on. And if they don't clean it up, it's essentially going to be throwing him under the bus, right? So expect the cleanup to come to try and spin the situation as to what it
is. That was the weird part, right? Because he had been cleared, quote unquote, to play, and the next thing you know, he was out for the game. So that was a very
and just so you know, this is a deep dive that we do on some other areas. I was asked, well, is it possible that the team docs cleared him to play, but his own docs did not clear him to play? I said, that is possible. But if that actually happened and his agent didn't pick up the phone and call Rap Sheet or Schefter or Mary Kay Cabot and say, hey, our team doctors didn't clear him, and get the message out there, Deshaun Watson should fire his agent, right? I mean, so the fact
he got paid pretty well. I don't know if he wants to fire that agent. He did okay in terms of getting a contract. It's impossible, but you're 100% right. Yeah.
If it's true that he had an opinion from his doctors that he wasn't cleared to play, I can't imagine the counter narrative would get put out there, right? So right now it hasn't been. So if it gets put out there now, the question is why so late, right? It's an interesting scenario.
Let's take a quick break in the action. We talk a lot about what makes winners on this show. And there's one thing all teams, coaches, and players have in common, and that's preparation. Planning is the key for everyday life, too. And a great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join Air Medcare Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. Air Medcare Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an Air Medcare Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight when flown by one of their providers. That's right, you'd pay nothing. You can become a member of Air Medcare Network for just $99 per year, and right now our listeners get up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use that offer code FANTASYPROS. That's FANTASYPROS, one word, no spaces. FANTASYPROS, make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/FANTASYPROS. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/FANTASYPROS today. And now back to the action. Real quick, Daniel Jones with his neck issue. He's not going to play this week. Do we expect him back next week?
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance. Like when he said it felt like the 2021 injury, we said it didn't look like the 2021 injury. Did not expect it to end his season or be long term as in 2021. It's totally different injury. We have some videos at Six Score showing it, the hyperextension. Look, if anything, what you don't want to do is put Daniel Jones back in there with a neck that's a little bit sore and get his neck hurt again and get hurt in other ways. They got to fix that O-line before they put Daniel Jones.
Hey, a lot of things to fix there in New York. We'll see if we get Saquon back this week, too. Dr. David Chow, you can follow him over on X at Pro Football Doc and check out the amazing work at sixscore.com, too. Dr. Chow, always insightful, always helpful. Thanks so much for joining us, as always, every Friday. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on for Dr. Chow. I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FantasyPros.